It's Relationship Intervention.
Nina has a parenting question that involves, oh boy, her in-laws. So Nina, share it with our mixed family. See if someone has some advice for you. What's going on?
Hey, guys. So here's the situation. I have two kids. They are 6 and 4 years old. My husband's parents, my in-laws, they, of course, they love to buy toys for our kids. And, you know, they love them. Of course, my kids love the toys. We appreciate it. It's, you know, I'm not unappreciative, of course, but it can be a lot sometimes. And they buy them really expensive, really large toys, and they'll just order them off of Amazon and send them to my house with no warning.
So oh, we'll surprise, surprise. Home. Look what's at the door type of thing.
Kids love it. I bet it feels like Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, it does, which is, you know, some days it's okay, but some days those kids don't deserve a present, right? You know,
right.
And as their mother, I have to make the call, like, no, just because this box has your name on it doesn't mean you can open it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my in-laws don't care, you know, they're grandmas and papas good as grandkids, so, you know, they just keep sending stuff.
Yeah, it's just, they want to just spoil your kids, it sounds
like. Yeah, but that is frustrating, because it's starting to pile up, and they don't need that many toys.
No, they don't, especially at this age, you know, they'll play with the toys for a week or two, and then they get over it, they abandon it, and move on to the next toy that usually has shown up already.
And here you have a room full of toys just piling up, like Elizabeth said, and the kids are like, yeah, that's boring now, I don't want to play with that. Yeah.
Yeah, and my house is crowded, I mean, I don't live in a mansion, you know, so there's just toys everywhere, and they're showing up every other week, it's really frustrating, so... What I've been doing is I have been reselling the toys.
You've been reselling them?
Good for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, wait. Do your in-laws know this?
Well, no, of course not. That would be mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. That's what I'm trying to get at, Elizabeth. You can't just sell them.
How are you selling them so that they don't find out? Or, like, where are you selling them?
Like on Craigslist and Poshmark.
Poshmark those toys.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I love Poshmark.
They don't know this. They think that they're giving these toys to the kids and the kids are keeping them and you're just ditching them. And what do you do with the money then when you do sell them?
Well, I use the money on the kids. We, you know, they need clothes. They have, you know, school supplies.
Well, yeah, you've got,
you know,
they have those expenses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're doing. I can understand you probably don't want them to find out, but have you tried telling your in-laws, hey, you really need to stop with the toys. We don't need them. We don't have the space for them. Have you had that conversation?
No, because my husband... I mean, he has a really great relationship with his parents, and he's not a very confrontational person either.
Okay.
So coming at them to say, hey, you're buying my kids too many toys, it's just not really his style. So
and what does he think about this whole thing?
Well, when he found out, he got really mad that I was selling all the toys.
Well, you can't possibly have that many toys for two kids. And if they're not getting played with and they're taking up space
Grandma
and there's
Papa.
Clutter, I think it's fine that you are selling the toys. And I understand. Look, when someone gives you a gift, it is for you to do what you want with the gift.
Right. I mean, and what am I supposed to do with a baby bouncer for an 8-month-old? I mean, I can't keep these things around forever, right? I mean,
I'm with you. Sell it and don't feel bad. And the money's going right back to the kids. What
exactly.
You're doing is
that's
fine.
That's how I feel. But my husband is afraid that the next time his parents visit, they're going to see that, you know, we don't have all these toys in the house.
Guess what? The toy broke.
What happened to all the little toy golf clubs I have bought, Junior, here? What's going on? That's what Putt-Putt's going to say.
What did you call it?
Putt-Putt. Is that what you said before, Nina? Putt-Putt?
Oh, yeah. I called him Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop. Okay. Pop-Pop. Okay. Well, still,
putt,
I was thinking
pop pop
because it's golf, but okay,
pop
pop. All right,
pop pop and grandma. So I think you're fine selling them.
I don't think so. I think you have to talk to the in-laws.
I think you do need to try to have a conversation. Yes, with the in-laws. You're not in this position.
And stop selling these toys.
You've had three kids. What do you do with the toys that just pile up and they aren't even playing with?
They're probably still in the garage, or we donate them over time.
Would you be fine if she donated them?
I still think you have to tell people. You can't just say, oh, hey, thanks, and then secretly dish them off on anything, whether you're making money or not.
These are toys that she's not even asking for.
It doesn't matter. Right. They're trying to be nice about this whole thing.
And with two kids, expenses.
Incredibly expensive. Yeah. It's just a lot.
But your husband's making you feel bad about this, and that's why you're calling in a relationship intervention, because he feels like, hey, they're spending this money. They intended it for the kids to play with. The kids aren't playing with all the toys. You can't play with that many toys in one day.
Still, I don't think you should be doing this. Let's give our listeners, our mixed family, a chance to give you some advice. Because is that what you're looking for, bottom line here?
Well, yeah, I just need to know, like, am I doing the wrong thing by letting them play with the toy for a few weeks and then selling it? Or does that make me rude to my in-laws? Okay.
Are you a rude daughter-in-law for selling the toys that your in-laws bought for your kids when you don't need any more toys for your kids? The answer, no. I stand by that, and I'm not coming off of it.
Borderline ungrateful is what I'm feeling like here. Okay, so
not
here
at
comes.
All. She's putting Absolutely. The money back into the kids, though.
414-432.
It's on them if that's how they're going to spend their money.
1099. That's 414-432-1099. You can now call or text that same number. Nina, can we get you back on the show tomorrow after you hear all this advice and find out what you decide to do, whether you're going to take the advice? Maybe you've been swayed by some of the calls or texts, and maybe you'll change your mind, or maybe not.
Yes, I would love to hear some advice.
All right, tomorrow morning, 8:20, we'll get you back on the show. Everybody else, call or text 414-432-1099. Anonymous, you're going to be up first for relationship intervention advice. So what are you going to tell Nina? What would you say?
I like salmon.
100% keep selling. My mother-in-law buys my children so many clothes that I keep the tags on, tuck them in, take pictures, send them to grandma, and return them.
Wow! You got a whole system going.
So you fake it.
Because grandma brings bags of clothes that never get worn half the time.
And you fake the pics. You're like, hey, these look great. And then you sell it?
I tuck the tags in and return them because grandma keeps the receipts in the bags.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and have you ever said, hey, look, the kids don't need anymore. You know, save your money.
Oh, we have.
And it still keeps coming, though.
Yes.
She likes to spoil her grandbabies.
So Nina can do this, and you say there's no problem with it.
I do not feel. If you have confronted and said, hey, enough's enough, and they still continue, then it's a you problem, not a them problem anymore.
There you go.
And you just handle it the way you need to.
There you go.
That's genius, though. Tuck
Thanks
the tags
so
in.
Much for calling in here. Okay. This is fascinating because we're getting
Appreciate
more texts
it.
Coming in this morning. Here's a 414 number that says, no, she is not bad for selling the toys. If someone gives you a gift, it's up to you to decide what to do with it.
Wow.
Here's a 610 number that said, in this economy, you sell what you don't need.
Yep.
Make that money. All right, Anonymous. Have a great day. Thanks for the advice.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Megan, what are you saying about this situation with Nina?
She's doing nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all.
Agreed.
Nothing wrong at all. I have done the same thing with my own parents. My parents have sent my kids gifts, and I have gone and just sold them because I don't need them.
And your parents don't know about this?
Oh, I'm honest with my mom and dad about it and be like, hey, the kids weren't interested. I sold that, and I used the money, and I got them sold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, I you're still using the money for the family.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's helping in some way. Wow, I don't think we're going to get anybody here that says what she's doing is wrong
Doubt
at
it.
All. In fact, this is another text that says, Radar, you're crazy. She's not secretly selling family heirlooms.
But still, you got to say something to the mother-in-law. Like you, Megan, you've told your parents, hey, I'm selling this. But she's wondering, should I keep doing this secretly?
Nina's trying to say, like, hey, they don't need this.
Anonymous goes ahead and does that. Megan, before your call, Anonymous said, nah, I just tuck the tags in, take pictures, and say, look, they look great in this outfit, and then sell it and don't even say anything. So we'll see what happens tomorrow morning at 8:20. We'll see what kind of decision Nina decides to make. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Megan.
Yeah, thanks.
Natalie, for relationship intervention, I think it's probably going to be a clean sweep. All these moms are calling in saying, yeah, go for it. She's doing nothing wrong. What do you say about the situation?
I think they may not like me. I think she's being extremely ungrateful, especially the fact that she hasn't even talked to her in-laws. I think if she had that conversation with her in-laws that, hey, you know, instead of buying these toys, how about you buy school supplies or clothes instead?
Something that's needed.
After she has, yeah, the things that are needed. And after she has that conversation, and if they still keep buying the toys, then okay, maybe do whatever you want then at that point. But at least talk to the in-laws and say, hey, you know, we really need other things other than the toys. And just kind of going beyond the back, being ungrateful and selling all these toys online.
Oh, well, and Natalie, there are messages now coming in that are more siding with you. Here's a 262 number that says Nina needs to talk to the grandparents, like you said, and ask them to perhaps consider other gifts than toys or start a savings account just for the kids.
Yep.
Give ideas related to what the kids need for school or an activity in the community.
So there are some people on our side,
they think Nina's
Natalie.
Wrong for selling the items. Mm-hmm. Have an adult conversation and state what the kids need.
All right, Natalie, thank you so much for your advice. Now, Nina's got advice from some moms saying, nah, keep doing what you're doing. And also from you and a couple of texters saying, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's a toss-up. I wonder what she's going to decide. Thanks, Natalie, for calling in. We'll hear from her tomorrow at 8:20. We'll get an update. Thanks, Natalie. Okay, Linda, we're going to wrap up with you, the psychologist. What do you think here about what Nina's doing, selling the toys that the in-laws are buying the kids, since her kids don't need any more toys?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. You sell them, donate them. There's lots of kids that can't afford to have toys.
Yeah.
Sure.
My youngest granddaughters are 10 and 7, and their grandfather on my daughter-in-law, her father, he overdoes it, let's say.
Does one of those things,
Yeah. So they've got more toys in a department store. And, so it comes to a point where you just have to get rid of some of them. Or if you know somebody who's got kids and toys are at that age.
Sure, okay.
Give them to them.
Okay, that's fine. Now, can she do it secretly? Or should she have a conversation with her in-laws and say, look, this is a little much, people. You're going overboard here. Or should she just, you know, continue to secretly get rid of the toys?
She can talk. Well, you can talk to grandparents all you like till you're blue in the face, but they're going to do what they want to do.
And this is coming from a grandma.
This is from a grandma.
Linda, thanks for calling in this morning. We hear you loud and clear, and we're going to get an update from Nina tomorrow at 8:20 on relationship intervention of what she's going to do here. Lots to think about.
Big time. Thanks, Linda.